Blog Talk Radio.
Better by you, better than me. Guess you'll have to tell her how I tried to speak the thoughts I've held so long inside. Tell her now I've got to go. Better by you, better than me. Better by you.
Welcome back, my friends, to Where the Music Never Ends. We're so glad for all your minds that we find, Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Late Night Poets Rhythm and Rhyme Show. We are part of the world's largest community, that's allpoetry.com, and there you shall find us, the Late Night Poets. We put these radio shows on 7 nights a week, 10 p.m. till midnight. Come hang with our wild dirt, Ruyu, and Nature and Passion on Mondays. Dig into the twisted thoughts of the Twisted Sisters on Twisted Tuesdays. Join us early Wednesday as we bring you Keeping It Brief, and then come back later that evening as we turn up the heat with The Art of Seduction. Thursdays are split between In Our Craft of Selling Art with Laurent and Double Helix with Aphasiana and Dan. Friday, Come Fill My Eyes with Open Poetry, and Saturday is split with Gray Eyes and Dan Howling at the Moon in the Wild, Wild North, bringing you Bad Company, and Exploring Aphasia with Captain B2 and Gray. And if you're looking for a little more edgier realm, then check out our After Midnight shows, 12:30 to 2:30 a.m., Tuesday through Sunday mornings. Come take a walk on the wild side Tuesday, and join Pam for Break On Through on Friday. Sit in with Asiana Babel on Saturday as they teach you the fine art of becoming part sinner, part saint. And then every other Sunday, join Arcana and Luyu as they go delving deep into the darkness. Check out the contest of prompts for all our shows. Call and read your poems and hang for the fun. Good evening, Jean.
Well, hello there, Rex. How are you tonight?
I'm all right.
I don't know how you got to be all right. You must be special because all the rest of us are half right and half left. But that's okay. I believe you if you say you're all right. You must go in circles a lot. Don't mind me. I'm just being a smartass. That's my job today.
No, go ahead.
No, that's all. I was just trying to be funny. You know, I'm glad you're all right, and I'm glad things are okie dokie. I don't know how you get all that out there. I don't know. You must read that somewhere. Well, by now you might remember it all. Your intro stuff. It always cracks
sometimes.
Me up. You don't seem to miss too much. Yeah, pretty good.
Just the changes I miss here and there.
I know. That's the thing. We change something up. Nobody, like, we don't think to stop and tell you. It's okay. You catch on pretty quick. But yeah, so life is good. Looking forward to tonight, too. You have a nice little board going on. And let's see now. Tell us all about Gary Wright, because I know you can. You know all these things.
Well, he did die on August 30th, unfortunately.
Yes.
He was born in 1943 in Cresco, New Jersey. He was a former child actor. He performed on Broadway in the hit musical Fanny back in the day, and then took up studying medicine and then psychology in New York and Berlin. Well, while he was in Europe, he decided he didn't want to go into being a doctor, so he put together a band, and they did some touring back then. They opened up for Traffic in Oslo, I think it was. And there he met the founder of Island Records, and they both knew somebody back in New York, a guy named Jimmy Miller. So this guy, Chris Blackwell, invited Wright to London, where he joined Mike Harrison and Mike Kelly in their band Art, formerly known as the VIPs. And the group soon changed its name to Spooky Tooth, with Wright as joint lead vocalist and a Hammond organ player. They did the first album, So-So. Second album, they did well, Spooky Tooth 2. That opening song, I think, came off that second album, the Better By You, Better Than Me.
Right.
So by the time they got to the third album, they were doing a little bit more progressive stuff, and they'd gotten into somebody, a Pierre Henry, who wanted them to do some music, so they did the music for him. He took it back to France, remixed it, and it turned out to be a dud, which kind of cemented them, because the Spooky Tooth 2 should have set them up, because it did well over here in America, but not very well in England. And that should have been their breakout album, but that third album kind of signed their demise. By 1970, he had left Spooky Tooth and moved into new arenas. He still worked with he kicked in with George Harrison on All Things Must Pass back in 71. He did form another group with called the Wonder Wheel, I think it was, back in 1970 for his debut album. He had a couple of his breakout album came in 75 called Dreamweaver, which we'll be getting into along with another song from that album. That was Love Is Alive, two big hits off that album that came out in 1976. And then he remained friends with Harrison, working with him on various projects. He did some music with Ringo Starr on two of his songs. Plus, helped toured with him with the Ringo Starr All-Star Band. He remained friends with George up until his death. And What else did he got? Oh, he, then he got into soundtracks. He did the remix for the Dreamweaver for a movie soundtrack. And, well, I think that's it for now. At least all I can remember.
Yeah. What? You know, I mean, it's a lot of stuff. I actually, the only two I know are Love is Alive and Dreamweaver. All the rest of these songs, I have no, I don't know where the hell I was. I must have been sleeping under a rock or something because I wasn't recognizing any of the titles. Now, then again, you know, when I play them, something might, you know, shake loose in my brain.
Well, maybe one or two of the Spooky Tooth songs, though, because I dropped in, I think, four of those since he wrote them back in the day. Yeah, why not? We'll do them, too.
Yeah, well, there you go. I mean, it's got his name on it somewhere. That's what matters. But absolutely. So it's all good. It's all good. It is cold here, Rex. I just want you to know that. Not that that has anything to do with praise of tea in China, but definitely chilly. So let me see. I guess I'm supposed to know where I'm starting, huh? This is Give Me the Good Earth. Okay, so that's what I'm going to play next. And here we go.
I never heard it,
but that's okay. I have, there's a lot of things I've never heard.
Well, they were from 67, 68, 69. Well, 68, 69, 70. That was pretty much until they did a couple. They did a couple of reunion stints.
Well, yeah, I was between 5 and 8, so I guess that's maybe why I don't remember.
Like I said, you have to remember. Yes, there was somebody named Spooky Tooth back in the day.
Yes. Oh my gosh, yeah. What a name. Well, I have a piece for this one, and it's called The Incessant Rain, A Bleak Reality of Old Age. And I have an audio for this by Jaskaran. So let me put it up, and let me hit the button, and here goes.
Hi, good morning. Today, I will be talking about old age. Old age is not a disease. It's strength and survivorship, trying for trials and division in life. But this video can write a warning with the reality of old age. Age doesn't origin wisdom, sometimes it is concern. A calm organ, settlement, turning upon, aching infection. If innocence were brought up in human form, I would be ice on shattered glass, hiding a skinny enemy within my neurotic mind. The silence, condemnation, and discernment. My question here, listen under the morning sun, how the nest was desert birds, fluttering in the sky, out of trouble, suddenly beasts catching light, like gone, gold, then gone. My eyes, where is a thousand mysterious gloves, cementing in the blasting wind, or not driven, waiting for the last my name, with how to go by. This only open air, the scrambled ones, not even me the peace, make them your favorite day. Thank you. When grief, you join your wrinkles, it is inevitable. Someday you will be old enough to start eating great days again.
Great read, Jaskaran. Thank you very much for the SoundCloud. It is much appreciated. All right, Gene. Jaskaran always has something lovely to say. What do you think?
Honest to gosh, you know, I really do admire his work. It always has such a, there's almost a reverent feel to a lot of things that he writes because he speaks in such a way that it's full of grace. That's the way I want to put it, I think. You know, if innocence were bottled up in human form, I would be the ice on shattered glass, hiding his scarring memories within my neurotic mind, the silence causing turbulence at the crescent moon. My chestnut hair glistened under the morning sun, housing nests for the desolate birds fluttering in the sky above stubble, suddenly pitch catching light, like corn, gold, then gone. I think he's just got a beautiful way of writing his thoughts. You know, and there's more, like there's so many lines that I really like throughout this piece. And, you know, he says this one, aging, the bleak reality of old age, you know. I like when he goes through and he talks about the ripple in the water and all these little tidbits coming through this poem. And then it says, when grace is joined by wrinkles, it is adorable. Someday you will be old enough to start reading fairy tales again. I don't know. I love the way he ended this up, and I like the way he said it all the way through. I like his AN, too. It says, old age is not a disease. It's strength and survivorship. Triumph over trials and tribulations in life. But this video shines light upon the bleak reality of old age. Age doesn't always bring wisdom. Sometimes age comes alone. Wonderful thoughts there in the AN alone. But yeah, Jaskaran, this is another wonderful piece by you, and thank you so much for sharing. There's always a touch of wisdom in your stuff. A little touch of wisdom in everything. And I like that. So thanks very much.
Mm-hmm. Well, since you finished that with it, Wrinkles, I guess I got to start with that. Since that's what he brought up wrinkling reflection. And he kept that pace with the wrinkles, but he drew them in colorful ways, like causing turbulence. The sort of, above stubble, suddenly pitch, catching light, like corn, gold, then gone. Mystifying riddles, scrambled words, and then he finishes out with that, when grace is joined with wrinkles, it is adorable. Was a great note, but he had another great line up top. If innocence were bottled up in human form, I would be the ice on shattered glass, hiding the scarring memories within my neurotic mind, the silence causing turbulence at the crescent moon. His phrasing for the thought of age walks through this in such a clever way. The turbulence, the wrinkles itself, even the shattered glass offers up that note to a touch of wave, a touch of wrinkle, wrinkle in the situation, wrinkles on the body. It doesn't matter. With age does come a certain amount of wisdom that does hit that note as he finishes on the back end of this. Being old enough to start reading fairy tales again, the thought of reattaining that knowledge of the wonder that we held in childhood, coming back again to roost at an older age. I like that. Nicely done, Jasper, and thank you very much.
Yeah, I think that's like kind of coming to terms with yourself and how old you are, and having that sense of being able to read those fairy tales and not worry about, being an adult. We don't have to adult
right.
today. That's what I see about that. Yeah, absolutely. I thought that was a great thought. Much enjoyed. So thank you, Jaskaran. Wonderful, wonderful work. And let's see, the next one I have is by Jesna Sajan. And I guess I'll read that one. That's tricky, Rex. You're supposed to put your piece up first. Wise guy. I caught you. I see what you're doing here. Okay, so
well,
here we
go. Jaskaran was the first one on the page.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I did his song first, and the only other one was Jasmine.
Yeah. Yeah, see how it works? Okay, this one. Oh, okay, never mind. I was wondering what that was for a second. This is called Lead Me to My Earth by Jesna Sajan. Lead me to my earth from the earth and chill pot. Lead me to the grass, the glittering heights. Lead me to the sunshine, shining light. Lead me to the blowing blue skies to lay on the clouds. Lead me to the fragrances of the flowing flowers. Lead me on to the growing river, musically sound. Lead me on to the withered wild to grow and renew again. I have lived it well. Now I need new ways. I have lived it all. Let me slowly silence the stays. Give me the rainbow. Let me dance again. Lead me to my earth from the earth and chill pot. Lead me to the blowing blue skies to lay on the clouds. Lead me to the fragrances of the flowing flowers. End poem.
Great read, Jean. Thank you very much. I like that. This also kind of walked that very same note that Jaskaran had, but in a different manner. That first half kind of hints at the idea. You got the earth and chill pot, how life walks around you. And then that note to walking through the grass, the sunshine, the blowing blue skies. It kind of hits on the idea of understanding in the moment. And then she hits on the back end. Of course, all that first stand is lead me. I've gone through this life so far doing the normal things that everybody does, lead me on to the next. And then the bottom half, she rolls in with, I have lived it well, now I need new ways. The idea of then that return, I've lived it all, let me slowly silence the stage. Again, the turmoil, the trouble. Give me the rainbow, let me dance again. That kind of note to being a kid, the youthful vigor that one can have in walking through grass and blowing blue skies to lay on the grass, a nice touch, and then fragrances of the flowing flowers, the idea of being able to be still long enough once more to bend over and smell the roses, the daisies, dandelions, whatever you have growing around you that sparks the imagination. So, I like that. Nice, Jasmine. Thank you. All right, Jean, what about you?
You know, I like the imagery throughout the piece. And I have to, you know, I have to agree. I liked the lead me sentences all the way down. You know, each one was well done and well thought through. But I like it. And then it says, I have lived it well. Now I need new ways. I have lived it all. Let me slowly silence the stays. Give me the rainbow. Let me dance again. I love those three lines in there. And the repeat after that was good because I think it didn't need to keep walking you somewhere else. I think it was good that she brought it back to the beginning. And you know, it's not exactly the beginning because she doesn't take the first three sentences. You know, she takes this one, and then she drops down and grabs that one, and then she drops down and grabs that next one. And I think that was a good move in this poem, and I think it made the difference. So very, very nicely done, Jasna, and thanks for sharing. Absolutely. Absolutely. Great piece. Okay, did I lose you?
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
I've already commented. Aha.
Okay, gotcha. Oh, man. Okie dokie. See, silly me. Let me do that. Now, the next song that I'm going to put up is Love is Alive. So let me put that on. And here we go.
Thank you.
Nice. Very nice.
Yes.
Yep, yep, yep. That was a blast from the past, for sure. Okay. I think of this next piece for you. It's called You Wake Me Up by Time Teller. You are ready.
You Wake Me Up by Time Teller. You wake me up, REM, sleeping of you. Those chemicals no longer work, and I thrash about, thinking waves so blue. Then I calm myself down, remembering we're not just paired, but permanently connected, Bluetoothed our hearts. I'm no longer that tin box machine. I'm blind, yet always feel next to you. As we came into each other's parts, accepted codes and passwords to see each other's hearts. And now we believe in one in each other. Extended Wi-Fi means we have love on the never never. We are blind but always connected. We are blind but somehow directed. We are blind but not infected. We are blind and in love, and that's our immediate way it's injected. And call me.
Nice, nice. What a clever piece. You know, our love is alive. I mean, you know, and here we go. Where are we here? I'm looking for the first line I want to say here. Well, then I calm myself down, remembering we're not just paired, but permanently connected, Bluetoothed our hearts. I'm no longer that tin box machine. I'm blind, yet always feel next to you. And we came into each other's parts, accepted codes and passwords to each other's hearts. What a concept, you know, to be connected over the waves, you know, not necessarily, like, because he says here, not in the tin box, you know, and so it's, to me, that's not in the computer. It's just a connection, a natural connection that they feel and they have with each other. And that's always something kind of special. It's like those people who talk about finishing each other's sentences, you know, there's kind of that kind of deal. And I think that this is, it was clever. It was a clever way of putting it out there. And I liked it. So Time Teller, nice work, clever thoughts in this. And I liked it very much. So I want to thank you for sharing.
Thank you. All right. You wake me up, REM, sleeping with you. Those chemicals no longer work. And she hits out the thought with a star there. So you look down at the bottom end, and you've got glycine, and I don't know what GABA is, but I guess glycine is a supplement. And I thrash about thinking of waves so blue. Okay. Then I calm myself down, remembering we're not just paired, but permanently connected, Bluetooth to our hearts. The note of me walked in that one. The tin box machine kind of hits the idea of paying in all the time with maybe having to go see somebody. I'm blind yet always feel next to you. As we came into each other's parts, accepted codes and passwords to each other's hearts. So the computer is the option now. You can walk into the computer and pick up those things you need without having to continually go out for it, I guess would be the idea. That's where the connected, the directed, the infected rolls into this. And we are blind and in love, and that's our media way injected. I like that. And that other double star hit on with the extended Wi-Fi means we have love on the never, never, paying in installments. A little bit of injected humor right there. I like that. So nicely done, Time Teller. And thank you very much.
You know, Rex, when you were commenting, I have to say it was funny. I kind of looked at this, and all of a sudden I was like, wow, did the computer break down? Is he getting it replaced? Is that what that paying in installments are? We are blind and in love, and that's our media waves injected. You know, maybe that's why they're blind, because they can't see each other. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy, but, I mean, I couldn't help but, like, draw that question. So
I think that's where the Bluetooth comes in.
Yeah.
Now you don't have to speak continuously with one angle. You can connect Bluetooth so you can take it with you on the run.
Well, that Bluetooth connects their hearts, so I don't know, but I think it's pretty clever. Clever thoughts. So thank you, Time Teller, again. Sorry, I'll be good now. Okay, the next piece I have is by Jenny the Deep.
And have I tell a great you what, night. Though, that door was gabbing at me grinning. I was thinking gabagool at that moment.
We just talked about that. Was it last week?
It's been a few weeks.
I don't know. It doesn't seem like that long ago. But then again, everything runs together on me. Okay, let me see what I have. This is called Weaver of Fallacy Fights the Truth by Jenny the Deep. So let me see. What is that you're weaving? Lucid dreams or harsh realities? I want to believe that these are not wild fantasies, but some say you're singing dangerous fallacies. Dry your lying eyes with the truth. This is what you must do. Find peace under the Cheshire moon. Stop masterminding such treacherous doom. Callously creating capricious events will only end in turbulent regrets. Tragic sorrows sing in angst never to forget. The woven words leaked are feared to misrepresent. A plight of such multitude escalates, changing loving devotion into icy hate. Soon, for you, it will be too late, as hearts filled with love for you slowly emancipate. End poem.
Great reading. Jenny went with a triple decker. She took the first three songs, Dreamweaver, Love is Alive, and Blind Feeling, the third song. So mm-hmm. I dropped into this because we already had a second of this. My apologies there, Jenna, if you had another one in mind, but I thought this walked that angle two ways. What turned into afterwards, because you hit right up front. What is that you are weaving? Lucid dreams or harsh realities? I want to believe that these are not wild fantasies, but some say you're singing dangerous fallacies. And then she hits into a callously creating capricious events will only end in turbulent regrets. Tragic stars sing in angst never to forget. The woven words leaked are feared to misrepresent. And then the back end of that slowly emancipate, the idea of getting away from the deprivations that are being delivered with the thoughts offered up. The treacherous doom, nice angle, I like that one. And what else do we have? Lying eyes as another big note for this piece itself. So thank you, Jenny. All right, Jean, what about you?
Well, you know, I thought the piece was nicely done. I thought it was a clever take on all three of those prompts. I started reading. I'm like, am I reading on the right one? I thought, did I post this to the wrong song? Because it started out was, what is that you are weaving? Lucid dreams or harsh realities? I want to believe that these are not wild fantasies, but some say you're singing dangerous fallacies. Dry your lying eyes with the truth. This is what you must do. Find peace under the Cheshire moon. Stop masterminding such treacherous doom. I think that there's good lines in here throughout. And I think it was a clever take. I'm not sure what all three of the prompts are off the top of my head. But I think that right there, just the first one alone, I thought was a great touch on Dreamweaver. And I have to say that... it leads into a lot of thought in the different stanzas. You know, I mean, because I could go on again, callously creating capricious events. But I think, I think it was a good piece and well put together. Well, I said well-woven piece and great take on the prompt. So since we're weaving around, I may as well use the word, right? But great job, Jenny, and thanks for sharing with us all. Nice work. Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, where am I and what is the meaning of life? Don't answer that question. I've been waiting this long.
Right.
Oh, there you go. That's the meaning of life. We're going to get on the right road. There you go. You're a clever boy tonight. Okay, here we go. Next one's for me. But you don't sound like a Jessica. I could be wrong. Okay, let's see what I have. No, you don't? Okay. I didn't think so. I have no idea, but we're going to give this a whirl. Oh, I'm seeing things. Okay. Choice and Chance by Jessica C. Wheeler. These tools will tarnish if we wait. Cracks only spread if we don't build upon foundation that's instilled. A quiet voice can't resonate. Each word lies flat in melody without our notes of harmony. Through shifting tides we navigate. A guiding star cannot fulfill. Our compass is our own free will. Though in a drought, it's not too late. The sun and showers do revive. But in our gardens, plants may thrive. So claim your say and sway this fate. Without a life, we just exist. While time is killed and chance is missed. End poem.
Great read, Jean. Thank you very much. And I'm just going through it now. You forgot the piece.
I forgot the piece?
I just had to post it.
Oh, I posted it right under when I posted. Silly. Did you refresh?
I did.
Oh,
I guess my thing is a little bit slow. Okay.
Okay,
sorry.
I feel better. I was like, wait a minute, wait a minute.
A tool. The tools she's referencing here are the mind itself, the idea of if you don't use your mind to its fullest extent, it can tarnish, it can warp, it can bend, it could even maybe crucify. So, and the sort of cracks only spread if we don't build the idea of giving yourself a stout foundation. The quiet voice, I think she's hitting on the idea of listening to that that inner voice that tells you, that's maybe not a good idea, so to speak. The shifting tides to navigate. The idea of traveling through life itself, the guiding star can help us own accomplishes our own free will. There you go. The idea of always listen to yourself rather than you might take advice, but you don't walk on the words of somebody else. You harbor your own voice, your own note to batch who you are and what you should do. Because more often than not, someone else's words will get you going down the wrong road, so to speak. And that metaphors in this I like, that she hits on the sort of it, though in a drought, it's not too late, the sun and showers do revive, but in our gardens, plants may thrive. The idea, again, of keeping a mentality on point and on cue. And that thought of regret rolls into that last line, while time is killed and chance is missed. The idea of taking chances is you got to weigh the option. Is it too big a chance, or is it something that you can do, but you've also got to make a choice as to how much of it can you do in the moment, as opposed to taking it on full force and maybe losing the chance altogether. So I like that thing. Thank you, Jessica. All right, Jean, you got to read it.
Yeah, I have to agree with you, Rex. I like the metaphor in this. The tools will tarnish if we wait. You know, if you don't use it, you lose it, is basically always what it comes down to. Cracks only spread if we don't build upon foundation that's instilled. You know, we learn when we're young, you know, the different do's and don'ts of life, you know, what is right to do, what is wrong to do, and what have you. And if you don't build on that as you grow, you know, it just kind of falls. A quiet voice can't resonate. Each word lies flat in melody without our notes of harmony. You know, if we don't learn to get along, you know, how can we possibly, you know, make a change or be heard about needing a change? You know, through shifting tides, we navigate. A guiding star cannot fulfill. Our compass is our own free will. Yeah, you know, I mean, shifting tides, you know, we have to, everything changes. What is it? The only constant is, how's that go, Rex? I know you know it. You know, the only constant.
Only two things in life have any real meaning. They are death and taxes.
Oh, well, there you go. That's a whole different one. But, you know, through shifting tides, I mean, everything changes, and we have to learn to roll with that as we go along, you know. You know, and our compass is our own free will, because that's our moral compass, you know, what we choose. And I think that was well done there. Though in a drought, it's not too late. The sun and showers do revive, but in our gardens, plants may thrive. You know, that's in a drought, it's not too late. Well, you know, yeah, I'm not 100% on this one, but, you know, though in a drought, it's not too late. The sun and showers do revive. You know, we all have, I guess, droughts and times where of uncertainty maybe or you know, what have you. But, you know, when things
–
yeah, you know, the vicissitudes of life. That's my favorite word.
Yeah.
But I think that it really it's true. You know, you have those droughts and you have those times where it's not, you know, sunshine and, you know, rainbows and what have you. But in our gardens, plants may thrive. You know, you just have to tend them, keep them safe. So claim your say and sway this fate. Without a life, we just exist. Well, time is killed and chance is missed. That's right, because our missed opportunities, you know, are, it's a shame because, you know, they pass us by, you know. So, yeah, I think this was a really nice piece. And I love the way it was written. I kind of hesitated a little here and there because when I went to read it, I could see myself getting ready to stumble because my brain wanted to go in a straight line and this kind of like skipped a little bit, you know, skipped around a little bit, not in a bad way, you know, just kind of the wording and stuff. So I kind of went, oh, wait, you got to really slow this down, Gene, because I was getting ready to fall all over it. But a wonderful piece, Jessica, and thank you so much for writing for the show, for Rex's show. It's a wonderful, wonderful job. So.
Well, I do got one question for you.
I don't know if I have
what
an answer.
What do you mean, Vera Cruz? What's that got to do with anything?
God. What was that? Oh, God. I'm lost.
What do you mean by Vera Cruz? What did that have to do with anything?
Vera Cruz? What the hell are you talking about? Don't confuse me. Oh, my God. Yeah, well, let me look. Maybe is it in the poem? Were you just talking about
no.
me? Silly.
No, that was you bringing up vicissitudes. That's it. What's Vera Cruz got to do with it?
The vicissitudes of life. Yes, the ups and downs. What are you talking about? God, you had me so lost for a second or three. It doesn't take much to throw me out into the damn traffic. Oh,
God.
The abuse. Always picking on me. It's a rough crowd around here. Okay, let's see now. Oh, the next song. It's 11 o'clock. Am I supposed to play something different? It's actually 8 minutes of.
No.
No? Okay. I just want to make sure that I wasn't supposed to play a song without poems.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the next song I'm going to put up is Dreamweaver. I think everybody in the world knows this one. So let me hit the button. And here we go.
Dreamweaver, I believe you can get me
outside of the drums on this piece, Gary Wright creates all the other music. And it was inspired by a book George Harrison gave to him back in the day titled Autobiography of a Yogi. He re-recorded this song twice, once in 86 for the movie Fire and Ice soundtrack, and then a longer version for Wayne's World back in 92.
Wow.
And Wes Craven stated the song, its keyboard intro and outro, inspired the concept behind his film, A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Wow. Yeah. And that's something. You have all the little tidbits, I'll tell you. You don't miss any of them. Okay. The first piece I'm going to put up for this song is by Julie Buck. And this is called The Moon Knows Where... No. Let me try this in the right language. The Moon Knows We'll Be There. There I go. I'm going to give this one a read, Rex. Sometimes I wake up because I've seen where I've been, even when I was never there. I feel what I shouldn't, I do. And I tend to disagree, mostly with you. I see strange people in my mirror, not that I care, but who are they and why are they here? Dreams are for the lazy, ain't they? But I follow you while you mark the track. I'm bored the dream train, and I'll laugh and say, no way. And still, I'll visit your every color, weaving and winding like a snake in the cornfields of your mind. Just know when you're awake, I will have felt your every ache when you were asleep. I felt them deep. Anyone who helps me to forget my everyday pains is someone I would never want in my life. The moon knows we'll be there, meeting up, feeling right. Babe, we're going to make it through more than just this starry night. End poem.
Great read, Jean. Damn, this is a different piece for Jewett. Nothing sharp and staccato-like. This is actually that walks along that note of having somebody that helps weave the dream in reality while making it possible in dream world itself. I like the thought of dreams are for the lazy, aren't they? But I'll follow you while you mark the track and board the dream train, and I'll laugh and say, no way. And still, I'll visit your every color, weaving and winding like a snake in the cornfields of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
What a great stanza that was. And then I thought, I see strange people in my mirror. I feel what I shouldn't I do. And I tend to disagree mostly with you. So there's an ease with the back and forth, but that's okay. That's what life's meant on. And that thought, second to last stanza, anyone who helps me to forget my everyday pains is someone I would never want in my life. The idea, okay, I can do part of that myself. I don't need somebody else to help me forget that with whatever, because that's part and parcel of who and what you are. And that last stand is very nice as well, but I did like that. That center one was cool. All right, you read it. What about you?
Well, you know, I have to agree with you. I can't get much more creative by picking a stanza there, because the stanza you picked is exactly the one I went to right off. I love that reference at the end. let me turn it out here. But it's no way, and still I'll visit your every color, weaving and winding like a snake in the cornfields of your mind. I thought that was just like an awesome bit right there. Something about that, it was well done and well worded. And it was clever. It was clever on Julie's part. But the moon knows we'll be there, meeting up, feeling right. Babe, we're going to make it through. Just more than just this starry night. You know, it's having feeling of success, like we're going to do this. We're going to do it no matter what, you know. I think that's pretty good. But, you know, the second stanza had me a little confused. I see strange people in my mirror, not that I care, but who are they and why are they there? Why are they here? Where are we headed? But now she turned me around in that third stanza. So I have to agree with you 100%, Rex. And Julie, I think this is a great share for tonight and a great addition to the show. So thanks for sharing with us all. Much appreciated.
Yeah, I thought that second stanza was like an eye awakening, the view that he gives her, so she gets to see herself in a different view.
Yeah, you're probably right. It was so when she first got there, I was like, oh, okay. But that other stanza, boy, I'll tell you, that just really, I thought that was kind of brilliant, you know. Hang on, I'm trying to write this comment. That's the word I want, comment. I got to remember how to spell on top of it. Good God, you got to expect a lot from me. Just kidding. But I had to say it because I felt like being bad. Okay, now the next piece I'm going to put up, Rex, I'm going to have you read this one. And this is called I Sing to Ear of Night by Captain Kerr. Yes, I'm going to put it up in just 1 second. There we go.
All right.
Whenever you're ready.
I Sing to Ear of Night by Captain Kerr. With fibrous intention of silk and golden light, I tangle them in dreams and sing to ear of night. I wrap a green blue sea in wilderness of flow and rope away with clouds with threads of ingot gold. They pull apart the seams, a warning rainfall pours, inverted rainbows key, brass locks of guarded doors. In whisperings of song, the mighty nations doze, I shutter them in keeps when heart and eyelids close. My embodiments draw unfamiliar faces, who then create their own strange familiar faces. As velvet colors fade in multi-layered breeze, my carbon-backed sky drops with rhythmic ease. Forgetfulness of hours, unhinging of the pin, then freed from daily toil, as visions raise within. When shades of nighttime creep, the moon and oblique fall, a prone surrender tent, my curtains sudden fall, and boom.
This is a great little piece. Well, not little. It's a great piece. I really liked a lot of it. where is it here? God, I can start right at the beginning of this, honestly. With fibrous intention of silk and golden light, I tangle them in dreams and sing to ear of night. I wrap a green blue sea in wilderness of flow, and rope a wayward cloud with threads of ink and gold. Right there, I mean, I don't even have to read any further because the rest of it was just as great. I really, I love the imagery in this piece. I love the image that she paints. That image is perfect for the song. Because I first looked at it, I saw the knots and the weaving up at the top. But then when you look down, you see how it's woven images at the bottom. And I found that to be like really awesome that she found that. It's just great. And it goes so well with everything. But every stanza of this I thought was just super. The velvet colors fade in multi-layered breeze. My carbon-backed sky drops with rhymic ease. Forgetfulness of hours unhinging in of the pin, then freed from daily toils as visions raise within. Oh, I really like this. Excellent rhyme, excellent meter, great wording. Excellent job. Thank you so much for sharing with us, Captain Kerr.
I like the bottom half of that first stanza. I tangle them in dreams and sing to ear of night. Almost that note to the call of twilight coming, because then you got that drop of and rope away with cloud with threads of ink and gold. So you know night is starting to fall, but hasn't quite done that yet until that next stanza. Then pull apart the seams, a warming rainfall pours, inverted rainbows key, brass locks of guarded doors. Nice. And that door would be discover them in keeps as they close their eyes. But there's that notion of the keeps being the mind itself. I like that. My embodiments draw unfamiliar faces who then create their own strange familiar places. the dream world itself drawn right in, and then the velvet colors fade, so you're getting a nice tone going forth in another direction, and then you get to the forgetfulness of hours, unhinging of the pin, then freed from daily toils, our visions raised within our visions raised using the R-A-Z-E, that note to pulling them out in that bottom end, to finish out, coming right back full circle as the curtain falls the night, and then daylight comes once more.
Absolutely.
Nicely done, Bob.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I love me a good rhymer. Okay, the next piece I'm going to put up is by Betty Page. And we have an audio for this. This is called Dream Lucid by Betty Page. So here we go.
Dream Lucid. Dreaming lucid dreams again. Drifting cross off clouds, astral planes. Lover, come caress my heartbreak. Please just stay. Let's dance throughout space and time. Ooh, dream lucid, while swirling in rainbows, riding starlight. Ooh, dream lucid, embracing love as one in sweet sunlight. Through sound waves, melodical skies, deep within, beyond fields, insane. Fly high, passionate fantasies, vividly spark, refresh love's flame. Ooh, dream lucid, while swirling in rainbows, riding starlight. Ooh, dream lucid, embracing love as one in sweet sunlight. Ride moonlight till bright sunrise shines, sparkles magic sublime. Kiss me sweetly in rapture, make love divine. Explore adventures within time. Ooh, dream lucid, while twirling in rainbows, riding starlight. Ooh, dream lucid, embracing love as one in sweet sunlight. Ooh, dream lucid. Yeah, dream lucid.
Nice.
Great read, Betty. Thank you for the sound card. We very much appreciate it. And she even dropped in that little note that I dropped in at the beginning. The autobiography of the yogi by Paramahansa Yogananda. Nice. There you go.
Absolutely.
All right, Jean. You know,
Betty never ceases to amaze me. I think she did a great parody here. I liked Bright, and I liked how she sung it. The audio was good. I love how she does everything a cappella. You know, no background music for Betty. She just gets it. She makes it work. You know, that's what the best part is. But I grabbed verse 3. Ride moonlight till bright sunrise shines. Sparkles magic sublime. Kiss me sweetly in rapture, make love divine, explore adventures within time. You know, and of course I grabbed the chorus that goes along, and right after that I thought that it was just well done. You know, I get a kick out of Betty because she does. She'll get one of your songs, and she will. She'll do a parody and then just kind of put it out there, and you know, she holds the tune. I'm lucky I can read it straight, let alone sing it. You know, I mean, it's funny, but it's true. But yeah, so I think it was a well done piece, Betty, and thank you so much for sharing with us. I think you did a nice job with this. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Absolutely, yeah. The chorus was spot on. She did that very nicely, especially hitting the back end of starlight and sunlight, drawing that out a bit. Nice, yeah. Teddy, on that. And running on the sort of astral plane, melodical skies, fantasy, and then refresh love's flame, that idea of the dream world can often up those notes of refreshment when you're feeling down. I like that. And ride moonlight till bright sunshine, ride moonlight till bright sunrise shines, sparkles magic sublime. Nice. She dipped really well into the, and I like that sort of dream lucid, kind of hits on the idea of a waking dream in the moment. So thank you, Betty.
Yep. Yes, absolutely. Okay, Rex, I'm dropping you a note, and I'm going to get that other piece, the next piece to put up, so we'll all be good. Copy. Here we go. I'll find it. I'm almost there. Okay, here we go. This is called Dreamweaver by JAG325. So whenever you're ready, Mr. Rex.
All right. Dreamweaver by JAG325. Weaver of dreams, painter of days, where is the sunshine I long for? While fog-filled valleys deep within and water drops fall to the floor. Inside me, winter skies take root, despite your soft butterfly's perch, reminding me of love's first years. Dusty pictures, dreams still search. But shadows do not restore hope. Ivory moon only tries to console. They cannot rebuild passing time, nor replace early days time stolen. Only you can reweave the lost years and once more make love's garment whole. And poem. Ooh. The touch of sadness in this. The idea of, asking that question up top, where is the sunshine I long for? And also that note of, again, in that third stanza, shadows do not restore hope. Ivory moon only tries to console. They cannot rebuild passing time nor replace early days time stolen. There is a sadness in it. And sometimes those memories are all you've got to hold on to. Sometimes they stick around a bit too long. And that idea of happiness eludes in the moment because you're still wrapped up in a touch of what went beforehand, and you miss that note of, as you put it, wholeness in the moment, which you don't have it as of right now. So that's, there's a sad note to it. And the dreams can offer up a touch of saving grace, saving one's mind in the moment. At least so you don't go insane. Nicely done, Jack. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Okay. The next piece I'm going to put up is called Sunshine Help Me. Sunshine Help Me? Is that the whole thing? Sunshine Help Me.
Yep.
So let me hit the button and get that started.
Just
released in 1968 from their first album.
See that. That was a good. It was a good song. Totally different than the other things we've heard. I think maybe there was one other that was similar.
There's a little bit of psychedelia wrapped up in that one. The thought of Sunshine Help Me offers up that note to, Orange Sunshine, bottled acid in the moment, or the barreled acid back then.
I don't know anything about that stuff. So we can't talk about it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Only you would.
With your fingers and all those pharmaceuticals in your nursing days.
Oh, I know a little bit about that stuff, not the other stuff. Jesus. My goodness. Anyway, let's get off that subject real quick. I have one poem for this one, and it's called The Wisdom in the Wanton Wave. Wow. And this is by Pam Wright. I don't know if I'll be nervous or not, but we'll give it a whirl. So here we go, and I have an audio for that. Okay, she is not spooky toots. So here we go.
The Wisdom in the Wanton Wave. Psychedelic visions bold and bright, tripping on the sardonic wings of sprites. I saw the demons I was told to fight before I slipped into the silver light. Damn the light and damn the day, my soul it sees another way. I fight to find the fierce forest fae within the high of clouds turn gray. Gravity, do not pull me down. I am not meant to be your circus clown. Remember when I wore a painted frown before the mist of magic came to town. So please, kind sir, I'd rather not be saved. There's such a lovely view within this grave where I can be the poet most depraved and find the wisdom in the wanton wave. I do not need the errant sun to rise to shine a light on liquor stores and lies. I just need the greed that throbs between my thighs and shadows playing in their masked disguise. Lead me where the third eye bangs the gong and the smell of smoke and fire rises strong. Do not try to whittle away my wrongs, for I embrace the chase within their song. I will paint the arson's art upon the wall to show the victory that's formed within the fall. End poem.
Great read, man. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. All right, Jean. Are you willied and woolied and frightened?
No, I'm not. She didn't scare me on this one. She just made me step back a second and kind of ponder because sometimes I really have to think hard with some of Pam's lines. And I think that this was a great piece, and I think it was well written. I think the wording in it was great. You know, gravity, do not pull me down. I'm not meant to be your circus clown. Remember when I wore a painted frown before the mist of magic came to town? So please, kind sir, I'd rather not be saved. There's such a lovely view within this grave where I can be the poet most depraved and find the wisdom in the wanton wave. I do not need the errant sun to rise to shine a light on liquor stores and lies. I think this was an excellent take on the prompt. I think those three stanzas there were you know, awesome and well crafted, put together. And I think it really, excuse me, it really, it reflected on the prompt, but I think it reflected in such a way, like, you know, reflections backwards, you know what I'm saying? I think sometimes that's how it struck me. Because the title of the song was what?
Sunshine, help me.
And she's saying here she doesn't want that. I do not need the errant sun to rise. So I see that as a reversal, saying, no, I don't need that. You know, I want this.
The mirror effect.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it was just a great piece, you know, as always. You know, Pam's got a wonderful way with words, and her word choices are always good.
And she's got a fabulous, I was going to say a fabulous mind. Yeah, I don't want to make anybody say, oh, well, listen to her. But she does, because her thoughts throughout her poetry are fabulous. She can just rise up and meet almost any prompt. I don't think I've ever seen her fall short. And I am impressed by that always. So I think that a wonderful job, Pam. And by the way, she got me a little nervous. See, the errant sun stanza there. I just need the greed that throbs between my thighs. Damn it, Pam, you always do it. You always got something in there to make me go, oh, Pam. But it was a great job. So I didn't ignore it. I just didn't finish reading that stanza. But yes, excellent job. And I enjoyed it very much.
So. Yeah, you got to finish off that line with, and shadows cling in their mask disguise. Yeah, I was a little ahead of you, so I laughed at myself when I came to that line. Oh, yeah, nice there. And then the next one, leaving there, the third eye bangs the gong, and the smell of smoke and fire rises from, bang the gong, a little note to a T-Rex, get it on, bang the gong. And then the final little nuanced back end of this, I will paint the arson's art upon the wall to show the victor that's formed within the fall. But if you read that in another way, I will paint the arson's art upon the wall. So you get a little bit of a double action play within that, those last two lines.
I'm telling you.
Hey.
Now
I'm going to paint it dirty and brown, and you ain't got nothing to say about it.
So our girl, is that Pam? I'll tell you, she's something else. She is something else.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised you waited to read that line. I thought you were going to skip it all together.
No, you know what? I started to read that stanza, but I had read two prior, right? I'm thinking, oh, Gene, you know, like you really need to read all three of them, you know? And I kind of stopped myself because I had gotten to that sun line. And then I was like, well, wait a minute, where's that line at? So that's why I went back.
It was coming on fast.
I'll tell you, I didn't realize it was in that stanza. I started to read, and then I kind of laughed when I did notice it, because that's so me to just kind of go, oh, well, we'll just dance around it. But no, I just think it was just, just a remarkable piece of music. It's something else. She is something else. So thank you, Pam. Sorry you weren't here for me to pick on you a little bit, but, you know, I get it. Days are long sometimes. Let me see. Now where am I going? Oh, I have to do another song after that.
Yes.
Cat. How about it? She stands alone. Yes. Okay, this one is called Waiting for the Wind. And I'm going to put that up. Here goes. Thank you.
Spooky Tooth, back in 1959.
What a name, Spooky Tooth. Where did that come from, Rex? Don't you have that answer? You should tell me.
No, I didn't come across that one.
Isn't that something?
It's
just such an odd name. You know.
Maybe it kind of arose around Halloween.
Maybe. Weirder things have happened, right? Speaking of Halloween, it's coming up.
Yes, it is.
Halloween week is coming up. Just saying. See, you brought it up. But I have to get on to the poetry here, and we'll talk about that after. Okay, I'm going to put this piece up. It's called Like Them That Never Stop by Blue Right 76. See, time tellers. It's all time tellers' fault. You know what I mean? God.
Oh,
yes.
God.
Like Them That Never Stop by Blue Right 76. See, I got it right that time. Feeling in the light now that harness is winning and the swirl is spinning. Something spooks might. No time now for looking back. The storm comes sauntering by. They're rushing on the questions then. Cruel time that thirsts you cry. Bang on you now. Don't let it boo. Strife's here. Storm calls on us. How it feeds on our courage. Oozing through the heartless skies, cause night came upon us. Waves tell me what they know. The tide, friend, just enforced then, in a slap strong as the fate. Life like waves, what you push through. Bang on, like them that never stop. Fights best, ends poem.
Great read there, Bill. Thank you very much. You know what? This had a kind of a Halloween feel to it. The thought of the sauntering. I like that angle there. And that swirl is spinning. Kind of gives you an image of mist kind of swirling around you. The bang on you now. Don't let it boo. Strikes here, storm calls on us. Don't let it boo. I like that. Gave me that thought to Halloween, and I thought of how it feeds on our courage, oozing through the heartless skies, because night came upon it. The idea of pushing through those dark angles, whether they are the dark skies at night that you might fear in the moment, or the dark angles that walk across one's life, so to speak. Bang on. Like them that never stop, fight best. The idea of, you know what? Life is a hard thing. There are plenty of times when it walks very easily, but there are also those moments where you have to fight to keep control and fight to keep what is you, yours, and yourself. So I like that thought in this. Thank you, Blue Rose. And what about you since you read it?
Well, you know, I thought that it was a nice piece. I was trying to get my head going. Swirl had me going because I was like, did I say that right? It's something, a word I'm not familiar with. So I kind of went, okay. So I had to calm myself back down so I didn't start, you know, tripping and tumbling. But no time now for looking back as the storm comes sauntering by. The rushing on the questions then, cruel time, then thirst your cry. Bang on you now, don't let it boo, strife's here, calls on us. How it feeds on our courage, oozing through the heartless skies, because night came upon us. I think that the storm, you know, because the song was Waiting on the Wind, and usually the wind will come and blow the storm past you, or blow it out to sea, or blow it in a different direction, you know, to avoid you altogether. And I think that, you know, if my thoughts are correct, I think that was a clever way of doing this, you know. And yeah, I thought that it was just waves tell me what they know. The tide friend just enforced then, in a slap strong as the fate. Life like waves, what you push through, you know. And you know, the wind and the waves, you know, they kind of play hand in hand, along with the moon and many other things. But I think that it was a clever thought on the wind, because you know, I think it suited the prompt. So nicely done, Blue Right 76, and thanks for sharing with us. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. I know you're waiting on me. Got it. Okay. I'm a little slow. I'm a lot slow. Who am I kidding? Okay. Let me do that. The next piece is sugar, honey, iced tea.
Sugar, honey, iced tea.
SHIT. You got to go with the initials. Then it makes sense. Yes. Okay, Rex. Okay. I guess I'll read the next one. Because
the last one
is Lawrence 67. So either you're going to read, well, either that or you're going to double dip. So I'm trying to be nice.
Don't
I thought I was
to
going to see one up by Naomi. I'm sorry? Doesn't matter to you?
Don't matter to me. I thought I saw Naomi
post something that was heading our way, but I do not see it. So
let me check out the wait a minute.
Got one?
A late entry into the contest. Let's see what it is.
Bet you it's her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and it...
And it's on this song.
Hang on. Yes, it is.
Yeah. I saw her post it. It's
yeah, 9 minutes ago.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I'll have you read Teresa S. Waiting
okay.
for the... And then I'll read Naomi, and then you can read Lawrence 67. So that'll be good. Okay, whenever you're ready,
okay.
It's up.
All right.
Awesome.
And I just dropped hers in the on the board.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
All right. Waiting for the Wind by Teresa F. Today, I was waiting for the wind to blow. Good I was in that wooded place. For my name is Kite, and I was sailing so high in the sky, and while looking down on everyone, I saw a butterfly, its wings lowly fluttering, it seemed to be hardly flying at all. Flying and dancing, are you in attendance? To another's idol within the butterfly called out. But I fly in perfect independence, while the wind wraps me in his arms, as the wind he loves and protects, as no other can. And I have no need to wait for the wind to blow, for the wind and I are in perfect harmony, for I am free, and so is he. Yes, the wind and I are one. And pause.
Nice. Let me see. I loved the way she started this out. Today I was waiting for the wind to blow. Stood I was in that wooded place, for my name is Kite, and I was sailing so high in the sky. And while looking down on everyone, I saw a butterfly, its wings lowly fluttering. It seemed to be hardly flying at all. Flying and dancing, are you in attendance to another's idle whim? The butterfly called out. But I fly in perfect independence. You know, I just could have read the whole damn thing again, silly as me. But I like the thought there, and I love that my name is Kite, and I was sailing so high in the sky. That caught me right in the very beginning of this, and I thought that was clever. You know, a poem about the wind, you know, and my name is Kite. And then down here it says, while the wind wraps me in his arms, as the wind he loves and protects as no other can, and I have no need to wait for the wind to blow, for the wind and I are in perfect harmony. I thought, you know, I love that as well. And yeah, I did. I read everything but the last four lines, and I refused to do it. You know, it just doesn't feel right. But I did. I liked that bit up near the top, and I loved that part at the end. And I think that it was just really well written and well pulled together all the way through. So just an excellent piece. And thank you so, so much, Teresa. That was an enjoyable read. And thank you much for that. Great piece.
Yes. I did like the back, the note to this, the inanimate with the animate, so to speak, and the need of, because without a little more heavier wind, that kite doesn't fly without actually some extra propulsion by somebody running, so to speak, and then pulling and jerking it around. The butterfly, even with a light breeze, can float easily. So that, remember that note from Muhammad Ali, float like a butterfly and sting like a bee, so to speak. But the idea, even though you can hit on the same void, that they are both paper-like in their animation, one is that much freer than the other because it only needs a gentle breeze, not even that, just a whisper. And that butterfly easily floats seemingly in place. I like that thought. Thank you, Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Back to you. Oh.
Okay, well, I'm not ready. Damn it. Just say it. Son of a gun, I got a lot of things I got to copy in here. Got things to say. No, it just, I don't know. I'm just hooked on this piece. I want to make sure I don't miss anything. You know, I wander off, I may never make it back. Oh, I know me. It's terrible. But, yes, it didn't work so good. Hang on. Okay, I'm gonna do that. Over here. Okay, I read that one. You read that one. I'm going to read Naomi's piece. This is called In the Wind. Copy. And that didn't work. And I got to do this. Yes, I'm talking to myself.
That's all right.
Yes, I am.
She must have been on the fact that she knew she was going to be late. She took the last one just to make sure.
That's right. That's right. Better safe than sorry. That was some good thinking there, Naomi. Otherwise, we'd have had a backtrack. No. Okay, so this is In the Wind by Naomi Sarah. And if I make it big enough, I'll be able to read it. Oh, winds, come to me boldly. Touch my cheek in a lingering kiss. With a promise they always return. Let me savor the moment in dryness or in rain, just the same. For your soft breath is finer than silk, smoother than water. Let me hear you sing through the trees, as loose leaves dance a fun fair ride, a hypnotic dance swirling and twirling. Your warm caress seeping gently into my muscles and bones, while against my skin you whisper, all is well with the world. As drifting upon your wings, I watch a dragonfly pass by. Its back, a brilliant sparkle of electric blue. End poem.
Great reading, Jean. Thank you very much. Nice touch there, Naomi. I like this. It is something else to stand out and in a wooded area and listen to all that goes on when the wind blows through. It's a nice note to serenity, peace of mind, and just nature in itself. And then watch that, the brilliant sparkle of electric blue on the back of a dragonfly pass by. That's a nice little moment because, let me see, I'm walking through that 10 acres of wooded lots that I had next door. That's where I got my that first thought for, what was it, my Alice in Wonderland piece one way back, the adult version, so to speak, because I saw something in there that tweaked my interest, and by the time I took the 45-minute walk out and back, I'd written most of it in my mind. So I can understand this on that note. So thank you, Naomi. All right.
You know, I really have an issue, okay? I really have an issue that when I get some of these poems, I just can't pick, a couple lines or a stanza. Bad enough, I'm always grabbing two stanzas, okay? But now I got another one where I feel like I should just copy the whole darn thing and put it in my comment. Because, you know, I think it was just beautifully done. I thought the imagery was lovely. And I thought they were soft and delicate thoughts. And they're written the same way, soft and delicate. You know, I liked the beginning of this. A wind come to me boldly, touch my cheek in a lingering kiss with a promise that you'll always return. And then, you know, it's, of course, let me savor the moment in dryness. We're in rain, just the same. For your soft breath is finer than silk and smoother than water. Okay, so, yeah, they're wonderful lines, right? But then she had to put in, let me hear you sing through the trees as loose leaves dance, a fun, fair ride, a hypnotic dance, swirling and twirling. Okay. That one, yeah, okay. But then we get your warm caress seeping gently into my muscles and bones. Like, where do you stop? Because right now I'm sitting here and I'm reading that one and I'm seeing the dragonfly all the way down there. And I'm saying, it's not all the way down there. I've just about read the whole thing again. So... You know, it's kind of hard to pick and choose what it is that you want to hit on in this poem, because it's the whole thing is beautiful, you know. And I loved how she ended it on a brilliant sparkle of electric blue. So, you know, Naomi, this is a great piece, and I don't have any breaks. I don't know where to start and stop on this one. So, you know. You're going to laugh because I'm just going to copy the whole damn thing and put it down in the comments and you can figure it out. I think it was just all really nicely done. So that's what I can say about it. You know,
I'm going to help you. How about peaceful, reverential, and serene?
There you go. I like that. Okay, well, let me go back up to where I said soft and delicate thoughts. Peaceful. Wait a minute. Read it to me. Peaceful.
Peaceful. reverential. And serene.
Okay. Here. Okay, now I'm going to put parentheses around that. And I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. I'm going to say, with a little help from Rex. That's exactly what's in the comment. Oh, my God. Yeah, it was just awesome. So, okay, so now I'm ready to put up the final piece for this evening's show. Now I have to go over. And this one is Just Having Fun by Lawrence 67. Oh, wait. What did I just do? No, I didn't do nothing. I didn't do nothing, I said. Here we go. Just Having Fun by Lawrence 67.
Just Having Fun by Lawrence 67. The Adventures of Nigel the Fat Cat and his homie Alfie in Just Having Fun. Hey, Nigel, what you doing?
I'm having fun, Alfie. Watch this ding-dong, ding-dong. Now jump and hide behind the bushes. Why are we hiding behind the bushes, Nigel? Just watch and you'll see. We need a manager to register 9, please. Security to the south gate. Security to the south gate. We have hooligans again. Okay, sister. You're coming with us, you hooligan.
Huh? But, missus, I didn't do anything. I just came to get some kibble for my kitties.
Yeah, yeah. Tell it to the judge. We've heard it before.
Help me. Help me.
Hush it, sister, or we're going to give you the business.
Oh, lordy, lordy.
End poem. We went with the last prompt that said, have fun, and arc some liquid across that page.
Oh, my God. Gosh. Yeah. Nigel, you think they'll buy it? I think so. We got them in it. Technically, just in case, get ready to run because Pam got that shoe thing. I know. I got the headache to prove it. Okay. Comical piece. But there's no end. There's no real end. You know, it just kind of leaves everybody hanging there. So shame on you for that. What'd you say? Just for fun?
That's the fun. It's left open for interpretation.
Well, shame on you for doing that to us, Lauren 67. But, you know, definitely it's just a unique piece by, I almost called him Nigel. Do you love it? Oh, my God. By Lawrence. Oh, you know, it's been a really long day. That's all I can say. But, yeah. I like, huh? But, mistress, I didn't do anything. I just came to get some kibbles for my kitties. Yeah. Tell it to the judge. We've heard it before. Help me. You did that really well. You had a great voice for the little old lady. Yeah. I'll remember that next time we have women's pieces for you to read. But, yeah. Great job, though. And thanks for sharing, Lawrence.
Oh, this is perfect because Alfie and Nigel had such a small part. You know how it goes. The cats always do something, and then they watch to see what happens afterwards. Yeah. And it's what this is. Because the little old lady is getting some kibbles for them little boys. Yeah, well, they set her up.
Absolutely.
Oh, I like the fact that he dropped in 2 new characters, security and an old lady.
Yep. Absolutely. So,
oh, great.
Yeah. Well, that was a good way to wrap it up.
This talk provided a lot of laughs.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh.
So.
And calling her a hooligan. She's probably on a cane or at least a walker. Yeah. So much for hooliganism
it's
there.
That's right. It's not when you go to the dictionary and look up hooligans, that's not the picture you expect to see. That's for sure.
No, not at all.
By the way, I want you to know Naomi laughed at my comment. I'm not sure if she heard us on the radio, but she did laugh at that. She's right thinking, what the heck is wrong with her? Whole friggin' poems in the comment section. Like, what do you say? Right? Oh, God. It's insane.
Well, all right. But, I've been waiting on this one for months. We've got next week we're doing Steve Miller's 1973 album, The Joker. So that's the next week. And why don't you throw a few bones out there for what you've got coming up with October Surprises.
Oh, my God. Well, first off, I've been a busy girl, okay? Just over the last couple of days. We're not going to take in any other days of the week because people say, yeah, right, Phil. But Tuesday this week, I have a contest up for Tuesday. Everybody, if you'd be so kind as to look at it, we could use a couple more rights. Then I have Wednesday. I have the Art of Seduction on Wednesday. And I have a contest up for that. And I would appreciate any rights that you'd be happy to share with us for that. And then yesterday, I put up 4 more contests for Halloween week. We have Halloween week coming up. And we have lots of goodies in store. Everybody's kind of lined up to do bits and pieces and pieces and bits. And yes, Rex is going to do music for Halloween. And Pam and Naomi and I are going to put our heads together on, I don't know, 500 shows or something. I don't know. I feel like that because I've entered my contest. But I couldn't resist the prompts I put up. And we have everyone, everyone's got something in the pan. I'm not sure if they have any other contests up yet. They haven't come back to me and said, oh, I put it up. But I know they all are working on something. So we hope everyone will join us. This is actually, I looked today because I must not have done a page for Halloween week last year or maybe the year before that. Because when I went back and looked, I have...
I remember last year.
Yeah, right. Well, we had seven years on the radio. Okay, so we had 7 years of Halloween week. And prior to that, I mean, I'm up to like 12, okay, Halloween weeks. Because prior to coming to AP, I used to run Halloween week contests over on AOL. And they're on the blog where I had put them. So we have, I mean, we've got a lot of years behind us in this. And I like to do the whole week because I like each of our hosts and hostesses to be able to express themselves on Halloween or for Halloween. And I like to draw in like a whole lot of interest from a whole lot of different directions. So, you know, I'm really not crazy. Well, I am, but don't tell. Rex, don't you go telling anybody that. But I think it's fun because each one of the hosts can kind of express themselves in the Halloween spirit. You know, some are going to be funny. Some are going to be scary. Some are going to be, you know, dark, plain old dark. Some are going to just be, I don't know. I mean, I think I like the contest we have up for the Art of Seduction, or we're going to have up for the Art of Seduction for Halloween week. It's something a little different than what we've done in the past, I think. I don't recall doing anything like it. And yeah, so just check out the contest. I think Pam's going to put up the one for the Art of Seduction. I came up with the prompts and everything, and then AP says, nope, you can only run five at a time. I'm like, oh, good, because I have six up now. So sort of putting it out there and having one of mine taken down, you know, that's really the way it's going. So, yeah, we appreciate it, and we hope everyone enjoys our Halloween week schedules. Because, you know, it's something different. You know, we only do it once a year and figure we may as well go all out. Halloween and Christmas, I want everybody to be able to, you know, put something out there for everyone. And, you know, everyone's not going to like my contest or, you know, maybe Rex's contest or whoever. You're not going to like everybody's shows. But I think that we have enough out there where everybody can find something to get a kick out of, you know. And don't forget Letters to Santa, because that's an every year thing. Every year. So you may as well start right now, because you know that contest is coming. Just saying. But, yeah, so... Anyway, I think it'll be fun, and it's coming close. You know, it's already what, the 8th of October. It's so hard to believe we're already in the 8th of October. It floors me because I can't believe how fast the year has spun past. And before we know it, it's going to be Halloween week. We're starting Halloween week, I believe, on the 25th. It's the Wednesday before Halloween, I think. Yes. The 24th is a Tuesday. So, yeah, the 25th, we'll do the 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th, and 31st. So just in case. This is more information than I've ever given anybody, you know, in the past years. But keep your eyes open because, yeah, I think you have some fun. There's some good fun to be had. And, yeah. Is there anything? Did I forget anything, Rex? Probably not.
I don't think so, no.
I just talk too much. Anyway, join us next week. We'll be around Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. Yes, Sunday is my day off because I get to just hang out with Rex. So it's easy. I don't have to think about
that. Steve Miller, that's a good album. That's a great
I can't wait. I know you've been working hard for the months trying to get that one out there, and every time you turn around, two or three people die. It's like, what? But anything worth having is worth waiting for, right? That's the way I hear it.
Yep.
Anyway, I hope everybody has a great night and a great rest of the week. And, if I'm lucky, I'll see you all on Tuesday. Good Lord willing, and the good will rise. Rex, great show, as always.
Yep.
It was fun.
Yep.
And
That last one would definitely fit off the end of the show with a nice romping laugh.
I know. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Oh my God. Yeah. So we're all set now. And,
cool.
It was a lot of fun. So thank you, Rex. I hope you have a great night and take care of yourself. We got 10 seconds left to wave. I'm waving to everyone. Bye-bye. Be good.
All right, Dan. Have a good night. We'll see you next week. And thank you very much.
Thank you.